Somewhat ironically, it was the sounds of war that were used to push for peace, their impassioned speeches.
We're going to march till we drop.
There were also drums to rally the masses, and the wail of simulated air raid sirens, uncomfortably lifelike under the reality of threatening gray skies. Then, an altered recording of the president's justification for war.
Tonight I ask for your prayers for the victims of American terrorist acts.
While peace activists rallied against the war, a lone supporter of military action stood out among the crowd. 31-year-old Jeff Bars of Madison says he's a political conservative who has family in the military.
I just wanted to come down here and show that there is support for this war in Iraq, and the polls actually overwhelmingly prove that.
And some of those most sensitive to which way the political winds are blowing also backed the war. The majority of Congress once again proclaimed its support. Ellen Ruff from the Madison Area Peace Coalition says he's disappointed but not surprised, and predicts soldiers have a long battle ahead even after the bombs stop.
The Pentagon and people have been saying for months that the occupation, the recolonization of Iraq will dictate the presence of U.S. troops in that country for upwards of 2 years minimum.
Give peace a chance, we shall not be moved. Vive la France, we shall not be moved.
United in rhythm and purpose, the several hundred peace activists ended their rally with a march down State Street. Chimane Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.